Well, good evening. Whatever burdens me, whatever I struggle with, eventually I recognize that it's empty. Show me what's got your mind tied in knots. Can you show it to me? Can you hand it to me? If you can hand it to me, I'll take it. Our minds are a wonderful instrument, a great tool, and a huge burden when it occupies us. Realization happens in the realm of our obsessions. Freedom isn't something that you achieve by getting rid of your burden. Freedom is something you achieve by recognizing that your burden is empty. It's not something that can be explained or described. It can only be realized in your own mind, in your own way, that whatever it is, it's empty. Bodhisattva doesn't run away from the hell world, doesn't create a heaven world in order not to be in a hell world. A bodhisattva recognizes that the whole world is empty. A bodhisattva is not burdened by emptiness. Phases that we go through at different times in our lives, the burdens that we experience will be different. These are like seasons. Seasons come and go. One moment it's spring, the next moment it's fall, then it's winter. And because everything is empty, the seasons are empty. This whole conversation is just an expedient means. Nothing is actually empty. Everything is empty. There comes a point in your practice, and it may happen many, many, many times, where you just feel free. You are free. What is that? You tell me. It's not a goal, it's not an achievement. It's a natural experience of just being, just this, without the burden being real to the point that it burdens you. See it as empty. Doesn't mean that you're not dealing with it, that you're not living it, that you're not experiencing it, but you're not experiencing it the way you would if you were obsessed with your predetermined idea of what this means. You know, hand wringing. Oh, how many times I've spent my life hand wringing. So the reason I mentioned different stages in life, because when I was a younger man, nothing really seemed to bother me. And then I started to get responsibilities like family. And then everything started to bother me. Then I felt the whole world on my shoulders. Now I'm past all that. My children are adults. My work history is behind me. Now what do I have? Put down the burden. It's empty. That's all. So now I have to ask the question, what burdens you? What if you wanted to be free, what would be the one thing you could be free of?
I think the difficulty in that question is that it's not a laundry list you're asking about. I think that most of us think that all we have is a laundry list. And things just get checked off of it. It gets better and better and better. In response to that, most of the things on our list are things that we think something else is responsible for.
Right.
And the actual causes of these things, we don't actually know what they are. So it's almost like an emanation. You know, it's like having a hard day. So everything's hard. Or
yes.
I feel like $1 million. Everything looks great.
Yeah.
It's all kind of like an emanating.
I had an interesting experience the night I lost the chickpea. It was gone. Couldn't find it. Fran saw me looking for it. I lifted up the cushion. It's like, where did it go? Charlene is really good at laughing at herself. And she's taught me that. She will just, I mean, big bellowing laughing at stupid things that happen like this, you know, where I lost this. It's like, she would think that's hilarious. And my default would have been to be angry at myself or somebody or something. Fortunately, I've been giving that up. It's just life prodding us. So life is always kind of jabbing us, sticking us, always. As long as we have a body, something is prodding us. And what is it prodding us to do? To recognize it's empty. So then we can react from a much clearer kind of place. Rather than, you know, like you say, blaming the world out there. I might have the intellectual understanding that it's empty, but I'm not really getting it.
Yeah, and like I think when it comes down to it, I think there's a correlation between feeling good and knowing something that mm-hmm. is challenging. Like Buddhist sense, when bad things happen, difficulties arise, you're struggling. This is actually where all the good material is, and it's that's not maybe a great answer for somebody in distress, but actually these kind of things, burdens and sometimes long lasting can yield a good lesson, hopefully, but.
Well, life prodding us sometimes hurts really bad.
Well, I think
and it can hurt for a long time.
Yeah. It's hard to realize that, you know, the misconception is that we're just all the time sitting here to feel good all the time.
Yes.
And I mean, we are, because, you know, in a way, like the clarity and detachment and all those things are, that's the calm of, you know, of being. And achieving that calm is good, but, you know, it's like, it's all a ball of wax.
You couldn't find the stick. That reminded me of, you know, for me at this point in my life, it's walking into a room and forgetting what I came in for. It's looking for my reading glasses, looking for my phone. You know, did I do this or did I forget to do it? Or just, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
That just tend to add up and create a feeling of frustration. You know, they're such small, minor things.
Mm-hmm. you're reminding me of letting go of things as they happen. You know, because there's this fear that we're becoming less and less productive human beings because we've been kind of taught that that's what happens to us. One more thing that I'm not remembering. That's understandable. Okay. I think we can be done, huh? Thank you.